This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Thanks for that intro, Hitch. You are on Saturday Magazine with Macca, Paul on panel, Fiona on social media. I've got two very, very special guests today, and I'm going to let them speak in just a moment. Tim Wilson, member for Goldstein, Josh Burns, the member for McNamara, and they're going to be hosts this morning, and they've organised their own guests. And I just wanted to say, you know, from little things, big things grow. Like maybe a bit of common ground, just maybe. What will be inescapable will be Tim's fundamentalist human rights liberal position on religious discrimination, running into the Prime Minister's fundamentalist faith and the Libs' right wing, versus Josh's, we're all God's children, middle-of-the-road Jewish progressivism. Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Macca. What? And good morning, Josh.
Thanks, Tim. It is excellent to be here at Joy 94.9. And I think this... Daryl Summers used to do this thing at Hey Hey, It's Saturday, and he used to talk about...
You're showing your age, Josh. You're showing your age.
He used to say how good the show is. And I thought, Daryl, you're going through the motions, but today I can say with confidence, today's show is going to be brilliant.
Today's show is going to be brilliant. The fact that we're just invoking the spirit of Hey Hey, It's Saturday, Pluck a Duck will be walking in shortly. But it is wonderful to be here with you. You're looking youthful.
Well, thank you. It's retirement. It's
retirement. Is that it? Oh, you're
sort of semi-retirement.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I heard Neil Mitchell giving you a plug. So you've obviously got a good contact at 3AW, but it's obviously also comes with a turf retirement, playing golf, collecting sun.
Don't do golf.
Drinking too much.
Drinking enough.
Water, of course.
You know, Neil wondered why I was doing this, why we were doing this, and I said, the reason is, Neil, you and I and other types of journalists, I said, we often get feedback or blowback from politicians that we've taken a position that they don't understand, or we didn't ask the right question or whatever. So I said I wanted a couple of politicians that I respect to actually have the microphones and to be the host and to ask the questions themselves and to understand what's involved in being the host of a radio show.
So does this mean we get to ask you the questions for a change?
Well, you could if you like.
Well, I
go for it, Josh.
I actually have a question for you, Tim. I thought we'd start the day with a bit of a question.
All right.
Because there's lots of things you read in the media throughout the week.
Yes.
And one of the things that I read was a little tidbit on The Guardian where saying that there's a WhatsApp group going around the Federal Coalition. And in that...
WhatsApp. This is
in this WhatsApp group, the member for Higgins, Katie Allen, who's on the other side of McNamara, made a suggestion. And her suggestion was that the government's climate message wasn't sinking through and that they should appoint a climate change minister. And who did Katie suggest? None other than my co-host today, Tim Wilson.
Well, yes, on Thursday night, there are a whole bunch of people sworn into the Ministry of Government House, and I do not have the Honourable in front of my name. So
not yet.
It was an idea that has been put out there, but, you know, it's always nice to be talked about.
On that, yes. It seems that there are a few people in the coalition that are a bit disgruntled about climate change. What would you do differently if you were the climate minister?
Well, there are a few people who are disgruntled about climate change and Labor Party as well. Because let's talk about Joel Fitzgibbon. I think the most important thing in trying to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions is to implement a plan that takes the community with you. I think people massively underestimate the challenge around transitioning an economy like ours, which has been dependent on cheap fuel, and you can go through all the talking points, but it's all true, and making sure we can do it. But I actually think, truthfully, the solution and the answer actually rests with empowering people to cut their own emissions and to guide the trajectory. And so I think councils have a critical role. I think state governments have a role. It can't just be left to Canberra. That's actually how you build a sustainable plan. What do you think? What are you going to do about coal jobs in the Bowen Basin and Emerald?
Before you deflect nicely... Well, it sounds like you've thought about this, my friend. It sounds like you've got this script ready to go. And maybe there's a thing. Maybe there's something in Katie Allen's suggestion.
I'd hate to break it to you that all the time my answers are always about empowering people. That is one of the reasons I am a Liberal. So go on, it's your turn.
We could do this dance all day. I think that one of the key things that happened this week was that Barnaby Joyce made the second coming, and he is now making his long-awaited return to the Deputy Prime Ministership after that guy spent the summer talking to clouds. And I think that the government has two and a half years.
You've got to revisit what that is, because I don't think most people will know what you're talking
Barnaby
about.
Barnaby did one of the most extraordinary social media posts where he filmed himself in a paddock saying that basically the clouds were responsible for climate change, and by clouds I mean, you know, the heavens above, and that we all need to be conscientious of greater powers. It was extraordinary, and certainly not...
Do you notice how you haven't answered my question yet about what you're going to do about jobs in different parts of the country?
Well, we will get to that, but before we do that... I don't think we're going to.
The artful, dodgy trick that politicians play. This is why people are cynical in politics.
Before we do that, we have a very special guest, Alice Workman, who is in the press gallery, and we're going to come to her in just a moment.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.